What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I'm going to be here till about 4:30-ish. I'm emceeing an event tonight for Jack Cittarelli. I completely forgot about it. Just totally forgot with Labor Day and the vacation and stuff. So Opelka is going to come in a little bit later and relieve me because the event starts at 5, but luckily it's at Tavistock Country Club and it's not that far away. So I can get there for that. But that's why I'm in a suit and tie. If you're watching on YouTube and you're wondering why, I was also supposed to do Fox News Hit today, but got bumped. So Newman Price's song about how I get bumped from Fox, very apropos for today. Then they wanted to move it to Friday. Now it's next week. Well, that's how it goes. That's okay. It's all right. It's no problem. But I got to emcee this event for the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, who just got his first Democratic endorsement today, an endorsement from a Democrat mayor today. So Democrats are fed up with the way things are, and that's big. That was just announced a short time ago before it came on the air. And also, too, and you heard Dom with George Paquetto, FanDuel coming to the rescue tomorrow to save Eagles fans who are going to the game, the home opener against the Cowboys. And this is really a blessing for those who are looking to tailgate because initially, Gesepta sucks and the governors, they can't figure this whole thing out. And they were saying, please, people are going to have to drive to the game because Gesepta, so please limit your tailgating. And of course, people don't want to do that. It's the home opener. So they were very, very worried about that. But now FanDuel has stepped up and now people can ride the trains. And that, of course, is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. But just as I got on the air today, news broke that the missing minute in the Jeffrey Epstein jail security video has been revealed in a document dump that just came out as the House Oversight Committee now is releasing a bunch of documents. The video shows a minute that was missing during a previous release of surveillance camera video files in Jeffrey Epstein's jail area in the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It lasted from 11:58:59 to midnight on August 10th, 2019. And a newly released congressional video fills this one-minute gap. Two key clips are part of a nearly 34,000 file drop by the House Oversight Committee that happened last night. And it revealed the highly contested minute missing from the surveillance footage filmed outside Epstein's cell block. The disputed minute lasted from 11:58:59, as I mentioned, to midnight. And digital forensics experts previously found the clip released by the Department of Justice was chopped from at least two separate video segments and strung together using Adobe Premiere Pro, fueling conspiracy theories that the administration was covering up Epstein's death. This is from Fox News. The new drop from the House committee shows the camera data switched at about midnight, leading to a necessary binding of the two clips for a consecutive video. Fox News Digital combined the two clips after the latest release on Tuesday, showing there was indeed no lapse in footage, contradicting Attorney General Pam Bondi's previous explanation that the last minute of footage is deleted every night. Let me say that again. So Fox News Digital combined the two clips after the latest release on Tuesday, showing there was indeed no lapse in footage, contradicting Attorney General Pam Bondi's previous explanation that the last minute of footage is deleted every night. Pam Bondi had said previously, quote, what we learned from the Bureau of Prisons was every night the video is reset and every night should have the same minute missing. Now, I don't know why Pam Bondi would say that, or maybe somebody at the Department of Prisons lied to her. I don't know. But all I know is that this is the kind of stuff that gets us all very upset because we feel like we can't get a straight answer. And all that does is fuel more, I don't want to say conspiracy theories. I hate that term, because honestly, every conspiracy theory since 2020 has been proven correct. But it fuels more, oh, I don't know. What do you want to say? It fuels more like I think you're BSing me. All right. I feel like I'm getting BSed here. I'm sure there's a much more technical way of saying that. But as you know, I sometimes say how I feel without really thinking it through. So you're lucky that I did not have to make neither Matt nor Justin. And that is a grammatically correct way of saying it. Neither nor. Either or neither nor. Neither Justin nor Matt to have to hit the dump button when I say BS. That's why I'm using the letters. I feel like you're BSing me here. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. And I don't like to feel that way. I mean, I'm cynical as it is. I grow more cynical by the day. But I don't like it when my side BSs me. So I don't understand. Why am I getting BSed? It is unclear why the footage disappeared. Though the minute that was missing from the original drop did not reveal any action inside the jail block. This is what I don't understand. It's the same freaking thing with the Kennedy files. It's like you hide them for 75 years, but you release them and then nothing's new. So then why the hell do you keep, it's like, this is what, you know what I mean? The DOJ found Epstein committed suicide inside his New York City jail cell while awaiting further sex trafficking charges. And by suicide, what they mean by that is that, of course, he was killed in his jail cell. I added that for context. I inserted that. I didn't, you know, that was not in the article, in case you're wondering. Sometimes I add things to articles. That was a case of that. When I do, I try to clarify that. Qualify it, if you will. Quantify if it was a numerical explanation. Qualify if it was a grammatical or other verbiage kind of a explanation. So in this case, I'm qualifying my answer. The Attorney General's office cannot immediately be reached by Fox News Digital for comment. That story was written by Alexandra Koch. K-O-C-H. I'm assuming it's how you pronounce her name. If not, my apologies to Ms. Koch. Lisa Phillips reporting on this. She's an Epstein abuse survivor speaking on Capitol Hill. The victims are working right now to compile a list of powerful figures connected to the disgraced financier. What we know so far from at least the House Oversight Committee's exploration of the documents is that nothing has connected President Trump to this. So I don't know why he's calling it a hoax. This is, again, what I don't understand here. Because they said that there's nothing in there, and I don't think there is, because if there was, they would have used it on him in either 2016, 2020, or 2024. So I don't know what the president is calling a hoax exactly. I just know that there's a lot of people who support him who are looking for answers, and they're just – they want answers. And they're promised answers, and they don't just want to go away. And it's not as simple as just turning around and going, well, it's a hoax. And I don't really understand the strategy behind all this. I really don't. And again, I'm trying to help here. I'm just trying to help. And what I've said before, and I'll say it again, is that there are a certain segment of people who very much came to the table because they feel like politicians had BS'd them over and over again on so many different areas of life forever. And they felt like Donald Trump is different. And if they feel like they're getting BS'd, then they're gone. They're out. It's like, this is the last chance. You know what I mean? This is the last moment. This is it. And if I don't get the answers now, if we can't defeat the deep state here, if we can't get the truth now, then I'm out. I'm out. I'm out of the contest. Put my money on the table like Kramer. That's it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that happen. And the reason why I don't want to see that happen is because we need these individuals. You may be one of those individuals. You may, it's possible, be thinking to yourself right now, I don't care about Jeffrey Epstein, and that's fine. You don't have to. But what I'm telling you is there is a significant number of people who voted for President Trump who do. And we need them to come out and vote this November, and we need them to vote in the future. And it's not about Epstein. It's about a larger issue, which is getting to the truth about what the government has been hiding from us about things like Jeffrey Epstein. It's symbolic of that. I mean, yeah, they want justice over this disgusting human being who was doing things to underage human beings, but it's bigger than just that. It's the fact that there are secrets the government keeps from its people and tells us we're crazy and we want answers to that, and that's representative of that. So if you're just dismissing it by going, I don't care about Jeffrey Epstein, I understand that sentiment, but it's bigger than just Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Lisa Phillips, one of the survivors of Epstein, cut number three.
In 2000, I was taken to Jeffrey Epstein's island while on a photo shoot on a nearby island. Who I saw and what I experienced there was a glimpse into a very dark and disturbing world. For years after, I tried to avoid Jeffrey, but he had introduced me to Katie Ford, the owner of the Ford Modeling Agency. Epstein's reach went to the very top of fashion, arts, and entertainment. This did not just happen to underage girls in Florida. In New York City, hundreds of young, ambitious women were abused by him. Epstein was not just a serial predator, he was an international human trafficker. And many around him knew, many participated, and many profited. And yet, he was protected. So I stand here today for every woman who has been silenced, exploited, and dismissed. We are not asking for pity. We are here demanding accountability, and I'm demanding justice. Congress must choose. Will you continue to protect predators, or will you finally protect survivors? And also, I would like to announce here today, us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list. We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know who were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details.
Now, Chairman Comer, and I have great respect for Chairman James Comer. I think he's terrific. He is now pressing for transparency and accountability. before the Rules Committee. So that's the latest on this, and what and this kind of happened on Capitol Hill today, but I'll just share this with you. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Chairman James Comer delivered remarks before the House Rules Committee in support of House Resolution 668. This resolution directs the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to continue its ongoing investigation into the possible mismanagement of the federal government's investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And he goes on to say, since 1996, the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, ignored tips. U.S. attorneys gave Epstein a sweetheart deal to avoid significant jail time. The government disregarded the law and ignored the victims of these crimes. It is unacceptable, the chairman said. And he said, for the past 6 weeks, the Oversight Committee has worked tirelessly to request documents and testimony regarding Epstein and Maxwell. We have subpoenaed Maxwell for a deposition, the DOJ for documents, 10 former federal officials for depositions, the Epstein estate for documents, and agreed to a transcribed interview with Alex Acosta. This is the most thorough investigation into Epstein and Maxwell to date, and we are getting results. We have already deposed former Attorney General Bill Barr. And as you remember, Bill Barr said there is nothing on Donald Trump whatsoever. DOJ provided nearly 34,000 pages of documents and will produce more. And he goes on to talk about what they are looking to do here, and they want to be able to provide closure and justice to the hundreds of victims. The government ignored so much here, and we all want to know why, and I think we know. It's because Jeffrey Epstein, I've long believed, is an intelligence asset. That's something that the guy who was investigating him, who was working in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida, said that he was told, back off of Epstein because he's an intelligence asset. So I want answers on that. I think everybody wants answers on that. And we want to understand how the government could enable this cover-up to go on for decades and enable this to occur right before our very eyes. I mean, it's graphic stuff here. The Democrats are hoping that the Republicans are unable to release the files, to be transparent. Democrats are hoping that the Republicans will not be transparent on this issue. Now, they've had multiple opportunities. They were in charge and they had the chance and they could have done something. Absolutely. But the problem is they didn't. And now we're in charge. And we made an issue out of this in the campaign. We made an issue out of this in the past. Now that we're in charge, we've said we were going to do something. If we don't, they're going to throw those words back in everybody's face and say, you see, they did nothing. They don't care. Now, does the average person care about this driving around? No. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of thing where most people driving around today are very happy about gas prices and they're going about their day. And Jeffrey Epstein's name does not cross their mind. Ghislaine Maxwell, they have got other things to think about. Their kids going back to school. They're happy that boys are not playing on their kids' team. They're happy gas is dropping. That's what they care about. They're hoping that the Fed's going to cut interest rates and they can refinance their mortgage. But it doesn't change the fact that there's a portion of the electorate that cares very deeply about this and other issues related to the deep state, who have put their faith in Republicans to get answers on these things, and that if it's not delivered, they will tap out, as I have said. And that is the concern that I have. So I think that it's an opportunity here for Republicans. They have to push for this. And I don't know why the president is saying it's a hoax. I don't really get this. And I don't know why he keeps saying this. And I wish somebody close to him could say, just drop it. Like, you don't have to worry about this. You're not involved in this. And a lot of your supporters here want to get answers on this, so don't worry about it. You saying it's a hoax, it sounds like you're trying to cover something up, and there's nothing you have to worry about covering up. If they had something on you, they would have used it. And Attorney General Bill Barr testified to the fact that you're not in there. So why bring up the fact that you think it's a hoax? It's not. It just doesn't help. It's just making your base mad, and it also is Democrats are using it against you. So just drop it. Like, don't bring it up again. This is cut number two.
Mr. President, right now, there have been survivors of Jeffrey Epstein speaking at a press conference on Capitol Hill. They're calling for these case files, these documents to be released. And Thomas Massie, who is sponsoring a discharge position to get the House to vote on releasing those documents, says he doesn't believe you're implicated in these files, but many of your friends and donors may be, and he says that's why the Justice Department is redacting them and slow-walking the release. Is the Justice Department protecting any friends or donors, sir?
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president. Even if you look at D.C. right now, D.C., it's a totally safe zone. It's called a safe zone. That's a term. It's a term of art. It's a safe zone because it's very safe. You can walk down the street now and nothing's going to happen. No crime, no murders, no nothing. Because we had a lot of problems with certain places, and we still do. All run by Democrats, or for the most part run by Democrats. So what they're trying to do with the Epstein hoax is get people to talk about that instead of speaking about the tremendous success like ending seven wars. Sir, I ended seven wars. Nobody's going to talk about because they're going to talk about the Epstein whatever. Sir, I understand that we were subpoenaed to give files, and I understand we've given thousands of pages of files. And I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going. And I think it's enough because I think we should talk about the greatness of our country and the success that we're having. I think we're probably having, according to what I read, even from two people in this room, we're having the most successful 8 months of any president ever. And that's what I want to talk about. That's what we should be talking about, not the Epstein hoax.
When did you make a decision on Ukraine, Mr. President? Why
not? And by the way, he's meeting with Zelensky tomorrow on the issue of Ukraine. All right. So why won't Tubby Pritzker ask him for help is the question. Why won't the governor of Illinois ask him for help since the mayor of D.C. has now declared she's going to continue keeping D.C. crime free, which I think is fantastic. Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venneri and why he's such a great dentist. Why my entire family goes to see Dr. Mike, because it is about trust. It is about trust in every single way and every single aspect of your life depends on who you trust. And when the experts send their patients to Dr. Mike Venneria, you know you have the right guy. That's what I'm talking about with Dr. Mike Venneria. So I guess my question is, what are you waiting for? You get a free implant consultation. Now, listen, dental implants are complicated stuff. You don't want to go to just any old pop-up chain dentist. You don't want to go to some dentist who might be close. You want to go to the best of the best. So if you need to undergo complex dental surgery, I'm talking the whole nine yards. I'm talking about implants and crowns and everything else. You go to Dr. Mike Venneria. That's what you do. So reach out to him today, all right? Because other dentists, as I mentioned, refer their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff. Because it's not about cost. It's about care and compassion. That is why Mama Zioli discovered him for our family, and I want you to discover him for yours. When it comes to your health, including your dental health, that's never the time to cut costs. Health is everything, including your smile. You want the best. 856-786-2020. Two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Visit VenneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenneriaDental.com. And remember, your smile lights up a room, so make a count, VenneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, welcome back. Glad you're here. I have to go MC an event tonight for Jack Cittarelli. I totally forgot about it, and I didn't even pay attention to what time it starts. It starts at 5 o'clock. I said yes to it, and then never realizing that it was at 5 o'clock. So I got asked to do it, and then I said yes. And then I looked at the invitation yesterday, last night, and realized, oh, wow, that's right in the middle of my show. So then I called Michael Pelka and said, you help me out here since I've Got to do this event in the middle of my radio show. I thought about doing the show, doing the show during the event. I've tried logistically to figure out a way to do that, but I couldn't figure that out. And then, yeah, so anyway. So that's why we're in a suit and tie. If you notice, I have a reddish maroon tie on, if you're watching on the YouTube chat. I don't particularly like red as a color because of my rosacea. It makes my nose even redder. However, I've discovered this thing called makeup recently. You might have heard, I might have mentioned I've been on Fox News in the past, and I've started using powder. And I'm not afraid of makeup anymore, manly enough to admit it. So I powder my face, hides a lot. I was supposed to be on there today. I felt great. Then I got bumped. Do we have the Newman Price's bump song?
Give me 1 second and I'll pull it up.
Excellent. In the meantime, here's here's President Trump. I already did Dr. Venere. Here's President Donald Trump in the Oval Office today talking about crime and why Tubby Pritzker won't pick up the phone and help out. And he said, we're making a determination. Do we go to Chicago or do we go to New Orleans? Well, we got Landry, Governor Landry, who, by the way, just opened up a detention/deportation facility for the worst of the worst in Louisiana. We met Governor Landry at the Republican National Convention. Very tall man. Very nice guy. Very tall. Landry is beloved in Louisiana. And Louisiana is a very unique state because New Orleans is a freaking mess. But he wants to do something about it. And it is a historically and incredibly corrupt state, but he wants to do something about that, too. Here's President Trump. Take a listen.
Washington, D.C. is a totally safe city. You're not reporting any crime because there is none. They said crime is down 87%. And I said, no, it's not. It's down 100%. We have a great thing going. I could do that with Chicago. We could do that with New York. We could do it with Los Angeles. So we're making a determination now. Do we go to Chicago or do we go to a place like New Orleans where we have a great governor, Jeff Landry, who wants us to come in and straighten out a very nice section of this country that's become quite, quite tough, quite bad. So we're going to be going to maybe Louisiana. And you have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks. It'll take us 2 weeks. Easier than D.C. But we could straighten out Chicago. All they have to do is ask us to go into Chicago if we don't have the support of some of these politicians. But I'll tell you who is supporting us, the people of Chicago. And I sort of want them to let it be known. They have incompetent people.
Yeah, look, bottom line is this. What the president is saying is, I'm trying to help. I know the Democrats are trying to present it as if he's this tyrant who's taking over cities and states. But what he's saying is, I'm trying to help here. That's why the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, yesterday signed that order saying she's going to work with the feds indefinitely. And why not? Every city, every state. I don't know what department. I don't know any department that is lush with cash and all the manpower and everything. It's unheard of. D.C. had a situation. You heard the head of the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police said we got a mandatory 2 million hours of overtime a year. So take the help. And she did. And she's smart enough to do so, despite what you see on TV. So they have a bunch of protesters every now and then. ICE agents arrested a guy for just sitting on a park bench. Now, if a guy was just sitting on a park bench and was arrested by ICE agents, I'd be the first one to say that is wrong. I'd be the first one to scream about the Constitution. But obviously, as you go deeper into the story, they didn't just randomly go up to a guy on a bench and arrest him for just sitting on a park bench. Sitting on a park bench. That's not obviously what happened. The guy was wanted. They had a deportation order on the man who happened to be sitting on a park bench. See, if there's an arrest warrant for you or a deportation order, sitting on a park bench on a lovely summer day does not preclude one from being taken into custody. There is no park bench provision whereby they go, oh, but here you are in this lovely day minding your own business sitting on a park bench. Dun-a-dun-a-dun-dun. So we're just going to let you enjoy the park bench. And we'll just move along the way. But a bunch of white, college-educated, I'm going to guess, lefties who live in D.C., which is mostly all of them, started screaming at all the ICE agents, we don't want you here, go home. Now, they work there. Many of them probably live there, too. Although, if they're smart enough, they'll not live in the city. But they work there, they live there, and some of them were also black and even brown, to use the left's famous color catalog of human beings that they love to do, black and brown. Yet you have these white college-educated liberals screaming at them, we don't want you here, go home. Now, they'll go back to their very nice apartments and townhomes and condos in safe neighborhoods. They don't have to worry about it. Hey, a lot of them have doormen. Georgetown, beautiful brownstones. They're not the ones who are affected by crime. Bowser's smart. She knows that the neighborhoods that are affected by crime are grateful that the police now have the assistance to be able to actually go and protect the communities. It doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't take the president up on this offer. I mean, if anything, you would argue that people who live in safe communities would be the ones who'd be mad because you're paying for this. And my tax dollars are being used to help clean up the streets of D.C. I'm okay with it. Don't get me wrong. But that's the reality. If tomorrow the federales go into Chicago, my tax dollars are paying for it. If Chicago is cleaning up Chicago, Chicago taxpayers are paying for that. If the feds go in, I'm paying for that. I don't live in Chicago. I don't live in Illinois. I don't even go to Chicago. I go to other places. It's not Chicago. I mean, I haven't been to Chicago since the DNC. My point is, if anyone's going to be mad, it's me. You're using my tax dollars to go clean up a city that I don't live in. But I'm okay with it. We're all in this together. And yet the outrage is from the people who live in, I'm sorry, the people who are elected in Chicago, not the residents and not the people who live outside of Illinois who are paying for all of this. It's from Tubby Pritzker, who's a billionaire, by the way, who can afford to help subsidize this. And he should be footing the bill all by himself. Cut down on the ding-dongs, the ho-hos, whatever else he eats. That guy's all ultra-processed foods. I can guarantee you that. One look at Pritzker, you know that guy is all ultra-processed foods. That guy's not eating a whole food, organic food, nothing. I'm just saying. He's the one upset. He's the one angry. The other one upset and angry is the mayor. Dope, you can use the money for other things in your budget. And then the president was asked the other point that he made, too, which is, he's soft on crime Democrats. They're against preventing crime. Well, they are. And I told you the reason why. Democrats in this day and age believe that the criminals are the victims. They've been so completely and utterly indoctrinated with Marxist socialist ideology that they believe that criminals are the victim of capitalism and the victim of society's largesse. Sitting on a park bench, done up. And that's why they are against fighting crime. That's why they are for defunding the police. That's why they are for shutting down prisons. And that is why they believe that America is built on racism and white supremacy and blah, blah, blah-bitty, blah. It's the indoctrination from schools, founded on the teachings of Karl Marx. Just read the Communist Manifesto if you don't believe me. Talks all about it. There'd be no crime if we all shared. Now, that's nonsense, obviously, but they believe this crap. You take Criminal Justice 101 in some of these lefty colleges, and you'll get a criminal justice professor who will opine and theorize about the root causes of crime. And you have to write all kinds of papers about the root cause of crime. Who the hell cares about the root cause of crime? Just go fight it. Like, Batman does not spend much time theorizing about the root cause of crime. He sees that bat symbol, he suits up. You know what I'm saying? Cops don't have the luxury of theorizing about the root cause of crime. When they get the call, they go and have to fight it. But yet, lefty college criminal justice 101 professors can sit there with their glasses and they could opine all day about the root causes of crime. And well, if we just fix the hierarchy and the systemic biases, yes. Shut up. It's like what Judge Jeanine said, and this is why I love Judge Jeanine, U.S. Attorney Jeanine. Because I don't care about the causes. I care about fighting it. Exactly. No Batman. As bad as some of the Batmen have been. Nipples on Ben Affleck, or George Clooney, I should say. Ben Affleck just being Ben Affleck. They saw that bat symbol. They went to fight it. Not theorize about it. Not sit there and have a dialogue with Alfred about why criminals are criminals. They just went to go kick some criminal behind. Kids are getting out of school. I don't want to risk it. Here's the president on Soft on Crime Democrats. Take a listen.
This is the best issue of all. They are against preventing crime. They are fighting us. I want to go into Chicago and have this incompetent governor that doesn't want us. Do you know that this weekend 72 people were shot in Chicago? I'm embarrassed to say it in front of the president of Poland. 11 people were killed. 72 people were shot. Last week, 7 people were killed in Chicago, a place which is probably your number one place. I hate to say it.
Yeah, I love the Chicago.
And we got to keep it safe. But 7 people were killed. The week before that, 5 people were killed and 21 people were shot. This is in 3 weeks. So in 3 weeks, I lost almost 35 people were killed. It could have been stopped. If you look at Washington, D.C. 3 weeks ago, it was the same or worse. And now it's considered a totally safe zone.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why the mayor is on board. Very smart woman. All right, Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind are paramount. That is why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, windows, doors. They even have a bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. And yes, Emmons remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old house. That's why when we sold that home, we were able to sell it for a premium because we had a beautifully redone kitchen, beautifully redone master bathroom, and a new roof with a lifetime warranty because Emmons is the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Contractor, which means that that lifetime warranty on that roof is transferable. It's fantastic. My friend Matt Kelly is a great guy, and I'm very proud of the friendship we have together. And you'll be very, very proud of the work that Emmons does. And I appreciate you supporting them. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. And they install American-made roofing products, baby. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. Don't wait. Call Emmons today. Because before you know it, it's fall and then it's winter. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? How's the roof? Have Emmons give it a free inspection. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Delaware, and yes, the Jersey Shore. They will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you've got the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, with that lifetime warranty. EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them I sent you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jam! All right, stop what you're doing, cause someone's about to ruin the guest spot that Rich is used to. Yo, he's funny, he must be making money, but every time he said they bump him, it ain't sunny. They cut away quick when he's ready to speak. Producers in the booth like next guests on fleek. Rich waits in the wings with his notes all tight, but the segment gets dropped on a Friday night. Fox says, hold up, Rich, we'll circle back, but the teleprompter's rolling, there's no time to yak. He's sipping his coffee, he's clearing his throat, then bam, commercial break. They sink his boat. The Ziuli bump is the dance.
Do the bumpy bump.
Come on and do the bumpy bump.
Do the bumpy bump.
Yeah, the bumpy bump. When you think he's up next,
watch
your
head now.
Do the bumpy bump. Do the bumpy bump. Do
the bumpy bump.
Come on and do the bumpy bump.
Do the bumpy bump.
Yeah, the bumpy bump. When you think he's up next, watch him pull that stunt.
Do the bumpy bump. Do the bumpy bump.
If you say, yo, Rich, how'd you get so bumped? He says, man, I show up, then my airtime's dumped. From Philly to D.C., his fans all cheer, but he's still getting sidelined year after year. CNN don't faze him, MSNBC too, but it stings when Fox News gives his butt the shoe. Still, he laughs it off. He'll even laugh twice, giving shout-outs to fans like Newman Price. Fox has the chart, the clock, the plan, but Rich Zioli is the forgotten man. Yo, he's witty, gritty, clever on the mic, but they bump him off faster than a Friday night strike. The Zioli dance is the dance.
Is it almost over? Thank God. Thank God. Well done, Newman Price. Well done. And he kept it at 2 minutes versus yesterday's 9-minute St. Jude-style American pie. Well done. 2 minutes.
I liked the when Friday rolls around. I thought that was, I think that's his best work. I was humming it all day yesterday.
Well, you know, we could just play that in the 6 o'clock hour, eat up the whole hour on Friday. Just do that. The YouTube chat seems to love it. And Road Warrior, for some reason, is buttering me up. I don't know what he's after.
Uh-oh. That's not a good sign.
Is the restraining order set to expire? Is that why? Now, did Newman Price use AI for that as well? Is that what he did?
I think it's kind of like the same thing as the country one, where all of like the beat, the lyrics, and like the vocals are him, but he uses AI for like voice tuning, is what I believe he told me yesterday.
Sharon Kennedy just gave him a bravo. Well, we need Newman Price to come up with another one for. And today I did get bumped, but I didn't have to go to New York first. I got bumped while I was still at home today, which was nice. I'm wearing a suit today because I got to leave the show mid-show and go MC an event for Jack Chitarelli that I completely forgot about and realized it starts at 5 p.m. when I looked at the invitation last night, even though I'd had the invitation for months. But this morning they told me that we have to move the segment to Friday, so I never had to go up to New York, thank God. Then I was going to have to come back down. It's going to be a whole mess. But then they moved the segment on Friday to next week at some point. So anyway, I may get bumped again. And we'll play the song. See? That's what we'll do. That'll be good. Now, we might need Newman to come up with a song where they tease me about coming on. Because that's the other thing Fox does. It lures you like a siren. Like the hot girl at the bar who you think may give you her number, but then she doesn't. Fox does that too. What I mean by that is they'll say, hey, are you free tomorrow night? You'll be like, I am. I'm like, okay. And then they don't get back to you. And then you kind of text them and you're like, hey, seeing what you're up to. I'm still free tonight if you need me, you know, just hanging out. Here in New York, killing time.
Just happened to be in New York, yeah.
Just sitting around taping Fela's Saturday Night Show, but I got time if you need me, you know. And then it's crickets. You check your phone. Oh, nope. Is that? Oh, look, my phone. Nope, not them. Okay. Hey, it's me again. Just checking in, seeing if you need me for the show. Okay. So there's that too. And much like the beautiful woman at the bar in my single days, she'd be like, so are you free tomorrow night? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, all right, well, listen, maybe I'll call you. We can get together. And you're like, great. Yeah. And then you don't ever hear from her. Not that that happened to me, but theoretically speaking, if it ever did, it's the kind of stuff you can't let go. So anyway, we have a guest coming up at 4 o'clock. But before we do that, let me just say the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man who will give you a beautiful smile. President Trump says, I think the Republicans will vote for an extension. He does not think the government will shut down, even though the Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome, a true and certified disease, which should be studied by the CDC, no doubt about it. Take a listen.
I think the Republicans will vote for an extension. We won't have any Democrat votes. We could give the greatest budget ever. Tax cut of 50%, everybody taken care of, perfect for women, perfect for men, perfect for minorities, perfect for everything, and we wouldn't get one vote for the Democrats because they've lost their mind. They are so deranged. They have Trump derangement syndrome, and I don't want to burn the Republican Party with it, but they really are. They've become almost sick. They actually think there is a disease. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. They've got it. No matter what we did, no matter how good, you could give them everything that they've ever dreamed of, and you wouldn't get one vote. These are sick people.
These are sick people, no doubt about it. One of those sick people is Gavin Newsom with his slick hair. He's pretty sick, too. We'll talk about that as the show progresses today as well. The president calling him a very incompetent guy. No doubt about it, he is. Coming up, the former ambassador to Israel will join us. He's got a brand new book out. As the president is set to meet with Zelensky tomorrow and is demanding Hamas release all the hostages immediately. So will we see a resolution in that? Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
But first, it's a great honor to welcome to the show the former ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and his new book one Jewish state, the last best hope to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And he joins me now live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much for joining us here in Philadelphia. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be with you. Philadelphia is a great city.
Sometimes. Depends on how you define great. Food-wise, yeah, yes. quality life, but anyway, football team-wise, yes. And we're excited for our home opener tomorrow night. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you wrote this book. I apologize. I've not had a chance to read it yet. But obviously, this is on everybody's minds. And we would like to see an end to this conflict once and for all. We also don't want to see America, obviously, dragged into another long war. So how do we resolve it?
Well, obviously, I concur with both of those goals, and I don't think Israel would ever ask America to join a battle. I mean, it's not Israel's culture to do that. Not their goal.
That's very important. Ambassador, let's just touch on that for a moment, because I think it's important for people to know that. There's a lot of people online. It's this toxic cesspool of people that spew hatred for Israel online. And a lot of them are constantly accusing Israel of trying to drag America into a boots on the ground war.
Yeah, no, look, there is not only is there that is absolutely against the ethos of Israeli society and the Israeli army. In fact, they have a phrase: "We defend ourselves by ourselves." Right, and that's their goal. They believe they don't deserve to be a state if they can't defend themselves by themselves. Now, people will say, "Well, what about Iran?" Well, Iran was a unique circumstance in which it was a joint enemy, both of the United States and of Israel, and there was a particular nuclear reactor that only America had the wherewithal to destroy. And so I thought, you know, an incredibly ballsy move by both Netanyahu and Trump, right? They each used the best of their intelligence and the best of their equipment to take out, you know, a nuclear facility that threatened the world and especially threatened America and Israel. But short of that, and that was the first time it ever happened, by the way, that there was a joint military effort. Short of that, Israel's been through lots of wars, lots of battles over the years, almost every few years, never ever asked the United States to risk one soldier's life, and they never will. So that still begs the question, you know, we all want the battle to end anyway, and we want it to end well. And the thesis of my book is, you know, trying to push a Palestinian state is just trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Look, we had a Palestinian state in Gaza, right? There hasn't been a Jew or an Israeli in Gaza since 2005. They were given this territory, the Palestinians. It's 23 miles along the Western Mediterranean. You know, it's pretty hard to find a good vacation spot where you can sit on the Mediterranean and watch the sunset. Gaza's got 23 miles of it, right? And they got when they got control of it, when Israel gave control of it to the Palestinians, they got billions of dollars. Unfortunately, some of it from America, but some of it from, you know, the UN, some of it from the Gulf, but billions of dollars. They didn't spend a penny investing in the lives of their people, in schools, in education, in healthcare, in commerce, in business, in roads, and in hotels. They built this massive web of terror tunnels, and they built weapons of mass destruction. And every couple of years, they shoot them indiscriminately into Israeli population centers. So, you know, Israel was kind of managing that for years and years and years. You know, there were these skirmishes. And then finally, October 7th happened. October 7th, 2023, you know, the worst attack against Jews since the Holocaust. And Israel said, okay, enough, that's it, no more. And we're in the middle of a war. And fortunately, we're actually not in the middle of war. We're actually at the end of the war. I mean, the war is not going to last more than a couple more months. They have their last stronghold right now in Gaza City, and hopefully Hamas will be destroyed, which is, frankly, a blessing for the whole world, mostly a blessing for the Palestinians, because as Israel attacks Hamas, Hamas attacks its own people. It starves them. It uses them as human shields. It hides behind them, all with a goal towards creating this narrative that Israel is killing civilians because they can't win a war, but maybe they can win the PR fight. And actually, they've done pretty well
on
the PR fight. You know, I mean, they've that was their strategy. You know, get as many dead bodies on the cover of newspapers, and that's how we'll win the war. Look, this used to work. Okay, it's not going to work anymore. I mean, Israel's just had it. I mean, they've had it. This has been going on year after year after year. And at this point, you know, the country wants this to never happen again. You can't end this war without telling the people that live near Gaza you can go to sleep at night and not get woken up with terrorist attacks. So it's almost over. You know, it's been a war. People have been killed. You know, I assume a whole bunch of innocent people have gotten killed. You show me a war where that hasn't happened. To the extent people want to really delve into it, and maybe they will one day, they'll understand that Israel's actually done a better job in urban warfare of sparing civilian lives than in history. And that was a study done by West Point. But the war's got to end. And then the question is, what do we do next? And that's where my book comes in, really, on the question of what do you do next. And the whole theory of my book is this. We've tried for 75 years to give the Palestinians their own state. They're just not up to the task. No one's going to do it again. It tried and failed. It tried in Gaza. There are sections now in the West Bank where the Palestinians have complete control. And they have people don't realize this. They have a law, the Palestinian Authority, which is supposed to be the better, the better group of Palestinians. They have a pension system where they reward people for killing Jews. If you kill Jews, you get a higher pension than if you don't. And if you wound them, it's incredible. It's the most cynical thing you've ever seen. But they reward people for committing acts of terror. So look, there has not emerged with many, many years of efforts to try to do it. There's never emerged a Palestinian leadership that will renounce terror. So my theory is this: inside of Israel, right now, 20% of Israel inside the Green Line, inside what everybody recognizes Israel to be, inside 20% Arabs, right? 20% of the country is Arabs. They're Arab citizens, right? And more than 20% of the students at all the elite universities, Haifa, Tel Aviv, Technion, really top-notch schools, more than 20% are Arabs. The Arabs within Israel have risen to the highest levels of medicine, law, business, commerce. A friend of mine used to be the chairman of the largest bank in Israel. He's a Muslim. Israel knows how to empower a minority. Israel's a democracy. Israel's a real country. None of these countries are even real countries that surround Israel. I mean, they're all monarchies that are being propped up by the United States just to kind of keep things from getting worse. So my theory is, people yell, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. My theory is from the river to the sea, let it all be sovereign Israel. It will provide the best opportunity. It may take years to de-radicalize the population, but it'll create the best opportunity for human dignity, for prosperity, for opportunity for everyone. And it also, again, this is something some people care about, some people don't. I don't purport to ask people to believe or not believe in anything. But, this land that we're talking about with the Palestinians, this is land that, is the subject of a grant, of a covenant by God to the Jewish people in the Bible. And it's to Abraham, it's to Isaac, it's to Jacob, it's in the prophecies of Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah. So a lot of people, who care about the Bible, and it still sells, 2,000 copies an hour, it's still a big bestseller, the Bible. It also happens to fulfill the grant of land that God gave. But whether it does or not, it's the best outcome for all the people and for the security of all the people as well.
The book, the other book, not the Bible, is One Jewish State, The Last Best Hope to Resolve the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. David Friedman, former United States Ambassador to Israel, is the author and my guest. Now, there are people listening to that going, but how do you achieve that without a massive amount of bloodshed? And how do you achieve that without then, the people who are saying Israel's committing genocide are right then?
Well, look, first of all, this plan doesn't contemplate killing anybody. God forbid. I mean, it's not about killing people. It's not about forcing people to leave their homes. People get to stay wherever they are right now. Wherever somebody is, they get to stay put. And by the way, let's leave Gaza aside right now because it's so raw and it's so dynamic that my book really is written about the larger Palestinian population in the West Bank. But everybody stays forever. Everybody's got permanent title to their properties. It's no longer governed subject to military to military rule. It's just everybody just stays put and they get to keep what they got. And the only thing they can't do. Is to somehow try to exercise their rights to deprive Israel of being a Jewish state. And my argument is, look, there's 22 Muslim states that are absolutely Muslim. Now, you wouldn't want to live there if you're not Muslim. I mean, they're really unpleasant places to live, with a few exceptions. Here, we just want Israel to be a Jewish state run by Jews. It doesn't, with regard to every other aspect of it, It would be the Palestinians, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews. It would be invisible in terms of every right to be in business, to own property, to travel. It would be the same for everybody. But just this would be a Jewish state. You know, England is an Anglican state. You know, America's not. I mean, America, for Americans, this is kind of hard to swallow because we have a First Amendment. It was created under the idea that there wouldn't be a national religion. But most countries are not like that, and almost no Muslim country is like that. And so the book just says, look, just one Jewish state, that's it. Can we just have one Jewish state on the territory where Jews have the greatest historical claim of title than any people anywhere in the world? That's it, just one. And it's tiny. It's the size of New Jersey. So that's really, but with regard, apart from it being a Jewish state, no bloodshed. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, if the bloodshed is caused by people who want to start a war, that's different. But the idea would be that this would involve a real plan to empower every single human being living in this contested territory. Jew, Muslim, their religion would be invisible to the government. That would be irrelevant to people inside the government. And I think Israel is the only country that can do that. They do it already. With regard to their Arab citizens that they have now, they can continue to expand that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people listening don't realize that, about how many Arab citizens there are in Israel, because it's not something, again, the media talks about. Well, thank you. It sounds like a very, very intriguing book. I look forward to reading it. And thank you so much for joining us today, Ambassador. And I'll just ask you a last question before I let you go. Have you spoken to the president about your idea?
The answer is yes, but let me leave it at that. But the answer is
understood.
Yes.
Understood. Well, pick up your copy today and read it and think critically about it. One Jewish State, the Last Best Hope to Resolve the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict, wherever books are sold. David Friedman, former United States Ambassador to Israel. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it very, very much. Best of luck with the book. Let's see if it does as well as the Bible, or at least, you know, maybe we'll have 2,000 an hour at least for a couple of weeks. What do you think?
I'm there. I'm
All
in.
Right. All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Thanks.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I mean, this show moves books. I'm just saying. I don't know if we can move them that fast, but we do move books. Just saying. All right. Let me tell you about my great friend, Dr. Mike Veneria, and why it is he is the master of dental implants and what that means. All right. So let's say you need complicated dental work. I'm talking about the whole thing. You need implants. You need crowns. Like Bridget, for example, needed caps because she had to have her veneers replaced and she needed a brand new smile. And Dr. Mike gave her a beautiful smile. I should qualify that by saying my wife has always had a beautiful smile. Dr. Mike just made it even more beautiful. Be careful, I don't get in trouble there. But if you do need complex dental procedures, complex dental surgery, you go to the master. You go to the best of the best, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Because for over 12 years in a row, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike. The experts call him the expert. And he's been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. He treats every single patient with care and compassion, and that is why he stands out the way he does. His compassion, his commitment to dental excellence has set him apart and has made him truly the master and my family's dentist. So when it comes to your health, including your dental health, please, this is not the time to cut corners. It's not the time to go to those pop-up chain dental offices, and it's not the time to go to the closest dentist. It's the time to go to the best. And he has two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So reach out to him today for your perfect smile by going to VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
There's a lot going on today. It's a busy, busy day. But I wanted to mention that the president was talking about Gavin Newsom as being an incompetent guy. And I've told you that Gavin Newsom has been going on this pathetic Donald Trump impression show. It's like a very, very bad cover band. And it's really pathetic. And that is why I referred to him the way I did when I was on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon. Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before that, shameless plug. And I call him a D-nozzle because he really is. We call Dana Perino a ding-dong, all right? I mean, she's America's sweetheart. It's just completely, completely rude. But this is what the president said about Gavin Newsom. Cut number one.
Thank you. Mr. President, in regards to Gavin Newsom, would you be open to a congressional investigation in regards to the specific Palisades fire where killed 12 seniors to see if there's any negligence on Gavin Newsom or Karen Bass in regards to those deaths?
Well, I'll tell you, there's negligence on not getting people permits. That is negligent. We got all of the federal permits, Lee Zeldin. The federal permits are much more difficult. They were all gotten within 30 days. People could go build the houses. It's going to be years before they are allowed to build the house. And Karen Bass is grossly incompetent. And Newsom, this is a very incompetent guy. I watched him with the hands. I'm saying, what's going on with the hands? There's something wrong with him. Do you watch him? There's something wrong with this guy. But more importantly, he didn't allow the water to come from the Pacific Northwest. You know, they have tremendous amounts of water in California. People don't know. They send the water out to the Pacific Ocean. So I demand that it be open. If that were open during the fire, before the fire, you wouldn't have had the fire because all the sprinklers would have worked in the houses. They had no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants. You wouldn't have had the fires. It would have been put out after one house, two houses. But he stopped the water from coming in. And I had to send in the military to have that water opened after the fires. And now they have water, but he should have more because they've still restricted. There's something wrong with these people. There's something really wrong. As to investigation, I view it as a gross incompetence. I view it as an ideology that's wrong. It's a radical left ideology. And if I didn't win this election, I think our country would be destroyed. I don't believe you'd be here right now, and our country would be destroyed. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Not a single house has been rebuilt. It's pathetic. But thank God FanDuel stepped in to save the day tomorrow, because FanDuel is stepping in so that you can get to the game. If you're taking SEPTA tomorrow to get to the game at the stadium for the Eagles home opener, FanDuel, thank God for sports gambling. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vidaria, VidariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile with two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson, Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the beautiful smile you deserve. Now, I know one guy who's very happy, and that's Mike Opelka, because now he gets to take over for me, since I have this event tonight with the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Ciattarelli. So let's bring in Mike Opelka for what he loves best, which is a crossover. What I despise the most in radio, which is a crossover. Hello, well, Mike Opelka.
Good afternoon, Dr. Scioli, and you certainly do look very spiffy.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you for dressing up for this event.
Yes, I appreciate that. I've got to return the suit by 7 p.m., so it better end promptly.
You are going to look good, and we're going to refund your money if you don't like it.
Sometimes.
What does the men's warehouse say? I've never been in there.
I guarantee it.
Oh, that's it. Are they still around? Because didn't COVID kill men's warehouse?
I think COVID killed a lot of people, but I think that guy died before COVID.
Is he gone?
I think so.
Oh
yeah, the guy
who
used to come out with the beard and say, you'll look great.
I guarantee it.
I believe it's what he would say, right?
I think so. I didn't know. Anyway,
he reminds me of the guy from Goodfellas with the wig. He always reminded me of that guy. You know,
who was it? Speaking of wigs, yesterday in the White House, when the president was announcing the change of venue for Space Force headquarters to Alabama, there was one member of the Alabama crew who has the world's worst hairpiece. And, you know, I'm follically challenged. I suffer from premature co-jaculation.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing. But there was one guy who had the world's worst hairpiece. You didn't see this? You didn't notice it?
I was too distracted by Senator Katie Britt. But I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of beards, did you see that Cory Booker got engaged?
Spartacus has a wifeicus.
And she looks exactly like his ex-girlfriend, Rosario Dawson. So is it just that he only has one type of beard, or is it like he's just that much of a psycho?
Well, I think both can be correct. Two things can be correct. It's the prison of two ideas, as your friend Greg Gutfeld likes to say as well. Yeah, that's a
my
possibility.
Friend. That's an interesting choice of words. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. He didn't get engaged to Rosario Dawson? Because I thought that was Rosario Dawson.
No, it's a Rosario Dawson look-alike, but it's not. I mean, he broke up with Rosario Dawson. He got engaged to a woman who looks just like her. So I'm saying he either has one type of beard, or he's just that obsessed with Rosario Dawson that he went out and found a woman who looks just like her.
Is his
in which case, there's going to be a bunny on the stove at some point.
There could be. But maybe she was Rosario Dawson's stunt double, and that's how he met her. That she was waiting for when they go, cut, bring in the stunt double, when they're about to do stuff. I don't know. You keep saying one type of beard. Would that be a Van Dyke?
I don't think you could say that on the radio.
No, there is a type of beard called the Van Dyke.
I know is that when we say the actor Bleep Van Bleep, we have to do that. That's all I know, according to the FCC.
I'm sorry. I always say Bravo Sierra. You say BS. You know, I don't want to get into the argument over which substitution of the cursing is better.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have kids on the show who watch Leave It to Beaver, Michael Pelka. So I'm always trying to watch the language for the children who are employees on the program. You know what I mean?
Good. I can't believe you made a Leave It to Beaver reference.
Well, it's only because my executive producer is binge watching Leave It to Beaver. Binge watching. He's binge watching Leave It to Beaver.
Why do you have to keep telling people this? Just keep it to yourself.
He is the Eddie Haskell of executive producers.
He is a total suck-up, right? Phony suck-up.
Only when the bosses are around. Then he looks at the talent and goes, what do you want, squirt?
And I'll tell you something. The only person to ever binge watch freaking Leave It to Beaver, and the reason why, Justin, is because he is an
Ivy League weirdo.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Exactamundo.
You have him trained so that you say that and prompt it and he says it on command?
It's not a training. Justin's been waiting for the opportunity to get it off his chest. Waiting.
The opportunity comes up way more often than you would think.
Yeah, he's got to bite his tongue sometimes. He wants to say it. And he would just blurt it out, but then everyone's going to think he has Tourette's. So.
Is everyone on Leave It to Beaver dead now?
Pretty much. So. I think Jerry Mathers is still alive. But
hey, Wally. I just don't understand it. Now, you know what this is going to do, Rich? You realize what you've done. My inboxes and my text messages are going to be absolutely swamped from Linda Kearns. Stop picking on DeSantis. Stop picking on DeSantis. Elvis is my king. So, thanks, Rich.
She stopped trying with me, even though I owe her an entire week of being nice to Matt DeSantis. And this is it. And that's why I'm ready to sign off. So, good luck, Michael Palka. Thank you for taking over the show as I go MC this event for the next governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli. Have fun. What?
Yeah, quick question. When is your book coming out?
My book?
Yeah, I think we need a Zioli book. Just your experience in Jersey politics and two Trump presidencies now, I think there are tales from the Zioli army that need to be told.
Maybe I should work on that.
I'm just saying, you have all this time. It's not like you're going to New York every 5 minutes to appear on Fox and then hustling back to do your show and then rushing out to save New Jersey with Jack Cittarelli. I'm just saying.
And then three kids.
And, oh, I almost forgot about the three kids, yes. Yeah. And when is your daughter getting her cooking show? Because that's still my favorite. Chef
Cooking Reagan. With Reagan. We're in deep talks with the Food Network right now.
Good. So, it needs to be done. It needs to be done.
I got to run.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
I got to do a live read, and then I'll go. Yeah, so get out. Go.
I'll be here with my thought.
Go. And let me tell everybody about Bob's. That's why I hate crossovers. It's just awkward. No way. There's no way out of them. It's like a hell loop. There's no easy way to get out of this. It's like a awkward. I don't even know how to end. I'm just gonna do the live read. That's all I'm gonna do. All right. I mentioned going to Bob's for bachelorette, private parties, Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, and what an incredible event they have coming up on September 27th. It is the guys and gals combo with individualized training. Remember, Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events that can host up to 30 people. You can book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours, and you can have your own instructor. And you can just call Bob's, get all the details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Ask about lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting, and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no firearms experience is necessary. Bob's Little Sports Shop is the place to learn about firearms, especially for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about firearms ownership. So just visit bobslittlesportshop.com today, and you can visit them. They're right in Glassboro. They are my go-to shop. And remember, mark your calendar for their Guys and Gals sporting event coming up on September 27th. It's going to be a lot of fun. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.